The March on Washington, the bus boycotts, and sit-ins across the country. These are all images of the civil rights movement that we're familiar with. What may be less obvious are the turning points that pushed individuals to join the struggle. William Roussel's career spans decades of activism, from his groundbreaking work as a television reporter to his cultural organizing with the Free Southern Theater. In this edition of NOLA Life Stories, William reflects on the transformative moments that shaped his life in activism.
My mother always used to talk about some friend of hers took us driving when I was a real young, maybe six or seven years old. And she tells a story about me asking about why the housing looked so different in the white neighborhoods than the black neighborhood. I guess that was my first recognition that there was some differences. Civil rights struggle became real to me in my freshman year at Xavier. Reverend Avery Alexander made an attempt to integrate the cafeteria at City Hall. He was dragged down the steps. And subsequently, there was a march organized down the City Hall. That was my first real involvement in the civil rights movement as such. I became very much interested in understanding what our place was in society and how we could do a better job of getting the rights that we justly deserve. Loretta was a community organizer working for Central City, so I was the receptionist there, so I got to know her through that, and she taught me a lot about organizing over the years.
Paul and Silas, bound in jail, had no money but to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize, hold on.
Drives became a focal point because we spent a lot of our money here and there were no black people working in the stores. And CORE under Aretha Haley and Reverend Alexander decided that they needed to bring that to the attention of the people who ran the stores, and they boycotted Dried Street to the point that people stopped coming out here to shop until they were able to get some black folks hired in the store.
Back in the U.S., the Congress of Racial Equality began a concentrated effort to destroy segregation at the bus terminals of the South.
They were looking for a Negro to integrate the television stations here in New Orleans. So they invited me to come in. This was a Friday evening. This was April 4th, 1968. And I was invited to come in to do the evening news or to watch them go through what happens in a newsroom. When I walked in the studio, Martin Luther King was shot at 6 o'clock. And so I walked into the television studio the night Martin Luther King was assassinated.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Police have issued an all-points bulletin for a well-dressed young white man seen running from the scene.
Officers, so I experienced the next 4 hours watching the news come across the UPI. There were riots breaking out all over the country. And I saw these stories coming across the wire. The police visited the station, and they asked the news director not to publicize the riots. They were concerned that by letting people in New Orleans know they were rioting in other places, it would spark some kind of reaction here. So my first day in the television station was watching censorship, and that stayed with me the rest of my life. How information is controlled and kept away from people for certain reasons. That kind of helped to shape much of the rest of my life. I became much more conscious of how things worked and tried to understand how we could overcome some of those obstacles.